So that, what we'd like to do with this is give you some practical takeaways on things that are going on in the ethics world. I'm happy to tell you, though, there's one thing I want to tell you a little bit about, and that is, as part of the overall sunset process, they created a new committee to help change the ethics rules, and I got a call from the Supreme Court on December 29th, said, would you accept an appointment to the Supreme Court Disciplinary Rules Committee? And I said, sure. So it's a 9-person committee. We are working very hard. Three of us got 1-year terms, 3 of us got 2-year terms, 3 of us, I was one of the got a 3-year term, so I can tell you some of the things that are on the griddle if it comes up in this thing. But let's go ahead. We only have an hour. We're, as usual, George and I have put together way too many examples. Don't try to follow along your books. Just have a little fun, listen, and take away the PowerPoint that we gave you, because it has a lot of detail as to the actual opinions that it's doing. What I want you to do is listen to the concept and know how to hear it. And also, I also want to tell you, I get to talk all over the country now, and I'm so happy when somebody calls me. I got a call last night from somebody in Baltimore going, what do I do in this case? And I love helping people work through ethics situations. So please reach out. I always, when I talk to young lawyers, I say, what is the best research tool in your entire office? It's your telephone. Lawyers are really helpful to other lawyers. Call a lawyer who knows what he or she is doing in that area of the law, and I think we have the best profession in the world for doing that. So let's talk about this. First, we're going to talk about something that's happening nowadays, and that is people leaving bad reviews, and I call this...
They don't do that, do they?
No, well, especially not for tax people. I call this Jack Splatt the client rat. And let me tell you, if you have a website and you encourage people to review your work, I think that's dangerous because you set that precedent that it's okay to review me online.